Good morning. Yay! Let's see, there's a couple of announcements to start you off with this morning. There is a raffle of Paula Hillman's homemade pie and Jim Hansen's roasted coffee beans today. Ticket prices are $1 for $3, $2 for $5, and $5 for $10. Make sure you participate in both because pie and coffee sounds really good. Please bid at the silent auction, and a reminder that this Saturday, November 3rd, is the live auction. Immediately after the service today, we will be doing trunk or treat, allowing the children to trick-or-treat around the parking circle while our adults sit by their cars and hand out candy that they brought. If you have brought candy, please go out to the circle immediately after the service today. Today's service will include movement to multiple stations here in the sanctuary and in the front hall. If you need assistance moving from one area to another, please raise your hand when Reverend Amy asks if anyone needs help, and a worship associate or an usher will assist you to the stations that you choose to visit. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming LCUUC activities and events, and everyone is welcome to attend. LCUUC is a UUA-affirmed welcoming congregation, and we are open to all people, regardless of whom they love or what pronouns they use. Come and explore what community can mean for you. Please take a moment at this point to silence all electronics you may have here with you today. Thank you.
We light the fire to drive out the darkness.
We light a fire to welcome the darkness in. We light a fire to make a path before us.
We light a fire to burn away the path behind. Well done. Come and let us worship here together.
Come, let us worship here together.
Come, let us worship here together.
Come, yet again come.
Over 2,000 years ago, Celtic people started to celebrate Samhain. It was their New Year's holiday. It was a festival. It let them celebrate the dark half of the year coming in after all the harvest was finished. And it was a day that was almost magical because the walls between the worlds were very, very thin. It was a day when they thought that the living and the dead could talk together. It's where we get most of our modern-day Halloween ideas. Our Celtic ancestors believed that this day was the day that one thing became another thing, a day that was not this and not that, but lots of different things all overlapping. Light became dark, growth became emptiness, warmth became cold, life became death. This holiday and similar ones around the world give us our modern holidays of All Saints' Day, All Souls' Day, the Day of the Dead, Halloween, Sukkot. When the butchering was done, it was time for winter, and ritual fires were lit for the protection of the people. You might see our chalice and our candles today as a continuation of that tradition. Samhain was a boundary crossing time when you could break through from the world of the spirits or the world of the living. This meant that humans could step over into another world, something that smart humans would never do, and that spirits or fairies could step into our world. At least that's what they believed. And people were a little scared of these otherworldly visitors. I mean, wouldn't you be a little nervous? So they left them offerings of food or milk or beer to make sure that they were thought well of by the spirits and that the fairies would help them and their animals get through the winter safely. Celtic people also thought that the souls of the dead came to visit on this day. So they had parties to welcome them back, and they set out plates for them at their table. And outside in the streets, people would put on wild costumes and go door to door begging for food and drink. We think that they were playing the part of spirits, playing the part of the souls of the dead, and that the costumes were meant to keep them safe. Because after all, what spirit is going to recognize you when you're dressed up like a Care Bear? Our first hymn today reminds us that even as the light fades on this season, we are not alone. We gather together in power and in strength and in loving community of human beings to hold one another close against the darkness and the cold, no matter where it comes from. Please rise in body or spirit as you are willing and join in singing our opening hymn, number 389, Gathered Here. Thank you.
Well, good morning again, everyone, and welcome to our Halloween service this year. We are so glad you are here with us. This is an intergenerational service, so the children will be remaining with us. If one of the children needs to go out, we always have nursery staff present. You will notice we have multiple stations set up, and I'll be talking more about those in a minute, but you're going to be moving around. On Samhain, for our ancestors, as darkness started to fall, something wild started to happen. People came together in community, and they lit lamps, and they got ready for those spirits to come and talk with them, for those fairies and ghosts, and for the guests. They got ready for the guests who would come in costume through the cold streets. Here at LCUUC, we light our lamps and open our doors to all who come. And we want to be able to keep doing that. Our Sunday morning giving ritual reminds us that it is our generosity alone that keeps our doors open. And it doesn't matter how much you give. You can give pennies from your bag. It doesn't matter. The whole point is to join in the giving ritual and to remind yourself that whether you're here for the first time or for the thousandth, you're welcome here, you are part of what is here, and you matter to our well-being. The morning offering will now be given and gratefully received. Thank you for all that you do and for these gifts given and received by our community for our life and our work together. Now, you know, this week and every week, we light candles together to hold back the darkness in our lives and to rekindle the fire and the warmth of our community.
We light candles of joy to share our happiness with one another.
We light candles of sorrow and fear to share our burdens just the same. We light candles for the living and candles for the dead.
We light little candles in the darkness, and just like the ancestors who came before us, we know that their light means we're not alone. When I wrote this service, this piece kind of ended there with a few minutes of silence. Unfortunately, I need to add a small piece to it. Today, we light 12 candles for for the congregation at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We light two more for the black grandparents who died in a parking lot in Louisville, Kentucky. And we mourn with the dead. We mourn with the families and the community of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who just experienced the worst anti-Jewish shooting on American soil. We hold the dead in our heart. May their memory be a blessing. We hold the wounded and the traumatized in our thoughts and our prayers. May they receive the care and the support they need to heal. And I ask you, please, resolve all over again to help to create a world free from gun violence so that all of our kids can grow up safe, Jewish and Gentile and UU and Christian, black and white and people of color. We want to create a world where no house of worship should ever have to fear anyone who comes in the door, where our kids should never have to look over their shoulders, not in a church, not in a school, not anywhere. This is a poem by Sylvan Kamens and Rabbi Jack Reamer called We Remember Them. At the rising sun and the going down, we remember them. At the blowing of the wind and the chill of the winter, we remember them. At the opening of the buds and the rebirth of spring, we remember them. At the blueness of the sky and the warmth of summer, we remember them. At the rustling of the leaves and the beauty of autumn, at the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them. As long as we live, they will live, for they are a part of us, and we remember. When we're weary and in need of strength, when we're lost and sick at heart, when we have decisions that are difficult to make, we remember them. When we have joy we want to share, we remember them. When we have achievements that are based on theirs, we remember them. For as long as we live, they will live, because they are now a part of us, and we remember them. Remember them and join in the struggle for a world that is free of hatred. It doesn't matter what your political party or your affiliation. Fight for peace. Struggle for love. Struggle for justice. And may we continue to hold one another in our hearts always. Please join me in just a moment of silent thought, meditation, or prayer. Well, today we're not sitting around our homes waiting for the fairies to come and carry us off. At least most of us aren't. Our celebrations at this time of year have become a time for scary stories and movies and haunted houses, for trick-or-treating. Some people think it's just a fun holiday for the kids. Some ignore it. Some adults love to focus on the creepy and the ghoulish. Some Christians believe that it has something to do with the devil. Almost nobody remembers the original meaning. The holiday was about family, about the dead coming home to visit, about not being afraid, but of welcoming all that made you who you were, of offering a family table, calling for loud, loud music and costumes and food and drinks. It reminded people that whatever lived in the spirit world or the world of the dead or the world of fairy could be good or bad, malignant or benign. It reminds us today that those we love can still be in our hearts even if they are gone. And it reminds us of something important at this day and age, that those things we fear can be fought against, that we are never helpless and alone against the dark. Reminds us that we're here for one another, that there are a community of human hands to hold one another up. Samhain is a great time to honor the memory of beloved friends and ancestors and pets, to tell their stories and share their foods, not the pet food, of course, unless you really like that pet. It's time to get out old pictures and to talk to your children about the moments of life they may not already know. And it's a good time to think about what protects you from the negative things in your life and what you can do about them. Do you need to make a little more noise to chase away your monsters? Maybe you just need to shine a little light and chase them back into the darkness. Maybe you need to feed them and offer them a drink and let them know you're willing to work with them. Or maybe you need to put a stake through their heart. Every monster can be taken out. We always win. That's the important part to remember. There is always hope, and monsters never win. Samhain reminds us that we have power, and that we can use it to honor the good and to control the effects of the bad in our world. That's not too bad for a holiday which has become a celebration of M&Ms and dressing up like a box. So today we're going to celebrate our own version of Samhain right now. Around this sanctuary and in the front hall, we have multiple stations. And we're going to recreate that Samhain wild hunt. We're going to move around. Each of our stations is designed to recreate a tiny piece of that original celebration. You're going to be free to go to any one that you want or as many as you want. If you need mobility assistance, raise your hand. An usher will come find you and help you. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going on at each one. You don't have to do these in any order. We're Unitarians. We're going to do what we want anyway. Please feel free to move around as you like. We're going to start over here. We have Station 1 with Nancy and Doug and the choir and the musicians. Hey! The original celebrations were wild. They were fantastic. People moved in and out of houses, and they sang, and they danced, and they wore costumes, and musicians played as loudly as they could to drive away evil and to welcome the beloved home. The musicians are going to be playing for the next half an hour. At any time, come forward and sing with them, dance with them, play with them. Help scare away anything bad and welcome in the good. And then we have Station 2 back there, pumpkin painting. So the Celts didn't just believe in big, scary spirits. They believed in little bitty stuff, too. Trickster fairies of all shapes and sizes. And they carved and painted turnips. Pumpkins were not the originals. Turnips were. And they decorated their homes with them to scare off any little spirits. So we have little pumpkins back there on Station 2 with Helen. And we encourage the children to start there so that they can make sure they paint a pumpkin. We have about 50 pumpkins, so some adults can do it too. If there are pumpkins left over, after the kids have a chance, any adult is welcome to do it. On Station 3, back here, we have Laura Nyquist and R.E. It was really important at Samhain to be protected. People carried charms. So back here, you can make a pocket mandala, little tiny sacred charm to add a bunch of luck to your day. And these came out beautifully last year. And we have instructions on how to do it. We're going to walk you through how to do it. It's fun. They're cute. They're tiny. This is a new station this year. Samhain was the time after the harvest where you had to recover from months of hard, hard work. At Station 4 here, it's time to pamper yourself. You can make your own sugar or salt scrub. Use on your hands, use on your face, use as a body scrub. I have instructions. I'm going to be at that station. We have 14 different scented oils that you can choose from. You can pick your ingredients, and we have little biodegradable containers with lids so that you can take your concoction home. And I'll help you, and we'll give you a sheet with further recipes you can use at home. So that's Station 4, and Barb and I are going to be up there. Station 5 is out in the front hall. It is a labyrinth. Once again, if you choose to get out of the noise in here and want some silence, you can go out and walk the labyrinth. Station 6 is also a new station this year. We have food. You might notice up here on stage we have all kinds of goodies. Carol will be manning that station. You know, during Samhain, people celebrated. They feasted on the things they had brought in. So we're not quite up to harvest vegetables and fresh meat, but we're going for small, crunchy snacks. We have little plates up here, and over on this side, we have both hot and cold cider. So please feel free to come up and get something to snack on. If your children are not allowed to have something, please stay with them when they come up. So when I hit the gong here, we are going to kick it off. You are welcome to get up and move around. When we get ready to come back to our places in about half an hour, I will start hitting the Rin gong, and the music will quiet down. So, or maybe it won't. Have at it.
This little light of mine.
Be careful. I already got a whole thing over
here. Won't let no one blow it out. All over Heartland. Okay. shine over Madison. Shine all over Pennsylvania. Over Pennsylvania. Let it shine. Shine all over Pennsylvania. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over Pennsylvania. Let it shine. Shine all over Washington. Shine all over the world. I've got the light of freedom. Shine all in my house. Shine all in my brother's house. Shine all in my sister's house. This little light of mine. Lay down my sword and shield. My sword and shield down by the riverside. Come by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna study more, no more. Ain't it gonna study?
gonna lay down my burden.
Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down my burden.
Gonna shake hands all around the world.
Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Gonna shake hands around the world. By the riverside.
This little light of mine. Won't let no one blow it out. Shine all over Chicago. Shine all over Florida. Shine all over the world. I've got a light of freedom.
I've got a light of freedom.
Shine all in my house. Shine all in my Father's house.
Shine all in my Father's house. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all in my Father's house. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it
shine. Shine all in my mother's house. This little light of mine.
This little light of mine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Down my sword and shield.
Sword. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside. Study.
Down my burden. Shake hands all around the world.
I ain't gonna study more, no more. I ain't gonna study more.
this little light of mine.
This little light of mine.
Won't let no one blow it out.
Let no one blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine.
Won't let no one blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Won't let no one blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Okay. Shine over Milwaukee. Shine all over Pewaukee.
Shine all over Pewaukee.
Shine all over Oconomowoc. Shine all over Sussex.
Sussex.
Oh, baby. Shine all over Woodstock. Shine over Washington.
Shine over Washington. Let it shine. Oh, shine over Washington. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine over Washington. Let it shine.
Shine all over the world. I've got the light of freedom.
I've got the light of freedom.
This little light of mine. lay down my burden. Shake hands around the world. Drum solo. Instrumental break. This little light of mine. Just the girls sing, listen to the light of mine. Just the guys sing. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. everybody.
Oh, this little light of mine.
Won't let no one blow it out.
Thank you all so much for taking part in our wild celebration. I hope you are blessed by everything that you have seen and done today and every day. Amen. Go ahead.
The light of love and community shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Even in the darkness, there is joy. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our closing hymn this week, Up Above My Head. The words are in your order of service.
Answer the call to love over and over again, so let your light shine in the darkness and the cold, and welcome one another home. Peace, ashe, and may it be so. And we will leave everything set up. Please feel free to grab more food or to make another sugar scrub. Amen.